Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
Hello.
Week.
Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and try to
listen to your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
Hey, weird adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults. Everyone, it's Esther Lauren Jeanette Pavitsky. That's my full name when I'm lying. When I'm being honest, my full name is Esther Lauren Pavitsky. And when I'm sad, it's just Little Esther. I'm totally kidding. There's nothing sad about that. It sounds a little rap gangster style, but we're just rolling with it because that's what people like and I like, and we all are cool. Anyway, this is my podcast. It's happening right now. You're listening to it. I'm grateful that you are listening to it. And the guest today is Armin Weitzman. He is a comedian. He is on an upcoming show on MTV. It's a Bo Burnham show, and Armin is in it. Armin is very strange. He is a very odd adult, and he fits perfectly in the scheme of our life. I don't really know what else to say other than just stick with me here, because it's going to get weird, it's going to get good, and it's going to get odd and awkward. I also wanted to share that I'm pregnant. I'm not pregnant. I can't commit to anything I say. It's like I feel guilty when I lie, so I immediately say that I was lying. In other words, I'm looking at myself. I'm not. There's no mirror. Just please listen to this episode and love it and love me. Thanks. Bye. Here we go. Okay. Let's get started.
Is this the welcome to Little Esther's?
Wait, you're not supposed to talk yet.
Oh.
Welcome to the podcast, you guys. It's been so long since I've seen you. My guest here today is Armin Weitzman. Are you a comedian?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, actor. I care about life.
Yeah. And you, I've never met you before.
We're old friends. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk now.
Yeah, you can talk.
I think it's very symbolic that Little Esther is your name of the show, because I like little names like that, and so I just want to welcome you all to the show.
I can't help but feel like you're extremely uncomfortable.
No, that's just part of it's how I relax. How are we? How's the show?
I can't really, I don't think I'm going to get through this one. No, well, the name of the show is not Little Esther, and you can just call me Esther.
Oh, right.
You know?
It's a weird adult with Little Esther. On Feral Audio?
Yeah, you're plugging us. He's left the room. Armin has left the room. I'm trying to think of what I know about you because I looked at your Facebook and I know that you're a Lakers fan.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Everybody hates the Lakers. Uh-huh. I could talk about this. I don't know if we should because I'll get like very emotional, but he's a really misunderstood guy, Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
It is a weird thing about me because I don't like sports, you know, but I do like him a lot. We're spiritually connected, and I understand him a lot.
Yeah.
But I can't tell, since everybody hates the Lakers, if people would write mean messages.
No.
About him?
No. This? No, they won't.
He's,
We're supportive.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you got from my Facebook?
No, that was just, I'm just starting.
Okay, all right. The Lakers are great. Everybody hates them. I was born in Los Angeles.
Oh, you were?
Yes. Yeah, so I have a reason. You know, my father, Magic Johnson, the magic of...
Your father's Magic Johnson?
Yes. And he loves b-ball. As do I. Listen, honestly, whatever. Kobe, you know, the UCB, the back of the UCB, I don't know if you know, there's like a Kobe... I put that there. I know.
There's a Kobe what? You see, I'm having trouble because you're not complete sentences.
Some sort of poster, but it's called a fathead.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, I don't want to be plugging that, but, you know, there's a company they make. anyway, and everybody.
Were you paid by that company to
No. I just.
Are you sure? Because it feels like you're being really.
I'm having a lot of anxiety that we were talking about Kobe so soon. I don't know if anyone's like. Who's this? And then
I don't think you need to worry so much about what the comments.
What about you being?
No. I want to hear this about Kobe because I personally don't know anything about sports. I also don't know that why you're so adamant that everyone hates the Lakers. It seems like you're really insecure.
Yes,
about liking the Lakers.
Everyone messages me. A lot of comedians are from Boston, Chicago, or places that
hate the Lakers.
Yeah, and everybody. I feel like the Lakers. When they lose, everybody messages me mean things. Everybody, you know, they're Hollywood, man. They're not a real team like our team in Boston. We're like hardworking guys, and Kobe's a prima donna, and he's, can you say swears?
Yeah.
Oh, he's an asshole, that's what I'll say, right? And then, I don't know.
You can say asshole on, like, network TV, right? Is that one? Mm. Or maybe it's not. Mm. No, maybe you're right.
I don't know. I just... Whatever. If you want me to get real with you, he's a really misunderstood guy. He believed in basketball. I could really talk about this for like an hour, but I know that that's not what we're here for.
Right. Well, can I tell you this to sort of support where you're coming from? I feel the same exact way about Lady Gaga. I feel like she's misunderstood and I'm spiritually connected with her.
Oh,
everything you're saying, I identify with. So.
That means a lot.
Yeah. I'm here to make you feel comfortable and safe.
Gaga.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about her.
Yeah.
She's famous, though.
She and I know nothing about Kobe, except I think he, like, cheated on his wife. Right? I'm sorry.
No, he did. He did. But, you know, they were young and... Look, he's a man. He's following his dream, and he's chosen to have no friends or happiness in his life. He's like Daniel Plainview of, like, basketball. I wish I could be more like him. He doesn't care what anyone else thinks.
Mm-hmm. Maybe do you feel like you're the Kobe of comedy?
I wish that was true. I would love to be known that way by the end. But as of now, don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
Because just based on purely fame and accomplishments,
I
haven't achieved that
right,
yet.
Right, I see.
But in the mentality, I do look at like shows as like basketball games. This is weird. We're talking about basketball.
I know, because I don't know anything about sports, and I openly hate sports.
Me too. I was an acting child.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Are you okay?
Yes. I was a child once. Let me be clear.
Wait. Yeah, be clear.
I was a child. then I grew into a young man.
Yeah.
My first kiss was kindergarten. I'm gonna let you lead the combo. I don't know where she is.
Wow.
Kate.
I think mine was in like fourth grade, so that's you're very progressive.
You're talking about kiss on the lips or like a French kiss?
A French kiss.
Okay, well then that wasn't until sixth grade or so. Or fifth grade, sixth grade. Oh, sorry, everyone. I was ready to really be open.
No, go for it. I want you to be open.
No, I just think that I'm pretty sure my first kiss was in a game of truth or dare. And I had to pretend like it wasn't my first kiss. And looking back now, it's really making me sad.
Wow, that's... For the listeners, I want you to know that Armin is okay, but you're sad.
I mean, I'm fine now. I've made up for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Women, right?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, I think I spent a lot of my life when I was like 12 years old. The girl I was in love with didn't like me. She liked my friend. So I spent the rest of my life convinced I don't get the girl or something. It's all a rampage against that.
Right.
Moment.
That is, I will say that that's a tough story. Oh. It's true though. Like that's psychologically damaging when you have like a experience like that when you're younger.
Oh yeah. I was really.
So you're psychologically damaged in a way?
Sure, sure. I mean, one car you I didn't have any real problems.
When what?
Could argue I didn't have any, you know, I mean, psychologically, we all are in different ways. We all are psychologically damaged.
You remind me of a young Norman Bates.
That is the saddest. No, it's cool. I can just relax. What are we talking about? I'm like a young,
I'm being a really bad podcast host. Dustin, help me.
Well, speaking of Norman, if you remember in City Slickers.
I didn't see that movie.
Well, listeners out there, he birthed a cow. He named it Norman. Billy Crystal did it in the film.
Oh, okay.
And that affected my life a lot, that movie, I think. Even though I was a child, I related to those 40-year-old men. And you said Norman.
And that's what you thought
of. He was birthed.
It's weird how you've turned this into like a thing of like where the therapist says a word and then you think
that's
of
true.
The first thing and then you share it.
I'm ready to get open. I'm thinking that the podcast means I got to reveal myself.
Yeah. No, you're doing a good job. You know, you're
trying to.
Kobe is like where in your. I noticed you're dressed in all purple.
I know
that,
that's not true. That's not.
That's not true.
I mean, it's true. That's an accident. You know, I'm thinking a lot about someone hearing this.
Yeah.
And not knowing who I am. And
right.
Then it's like weird. All they heard was Kobe. I do love him though. So you should just know that now.
Yeah.
I love him.
You know what? I think you're too worried about what the listeners are thinking about you, and you should just be relaxed and be yourself and be at one with your love and respect for Kobe.
That's true. Hey, guys, just to be clear, I am ready to go. All you listeners out there, I am young, single, in charge of my life.
And you have an MTV show coming out.
Oh, that is correct. It's coming out maybe this year or next year. I think later this year was what I heard. I'll have to check with press. I made that up. Press. Not press. It is a real show.
Oh.
What kind of show is it? Well, it is a show where... right? I play a young man named Greg, who is a learning... he's an interesting guy. He's very strange. And he's like, I think, 19 or 20 years old. And he's just got a...
Which is weird, because you're what? You're 20?
Yeah, because I'm 20. And so it's good for me. Look, guys, I'm not 20. It's based on a joke we had before this started.
Oh my god.
I'm older than the part I'm playing's age.
Oh my god. Are you... I'm so sorry. I didn't... I just want to make it clear that I didn't bring that information up.
I look like...
You look great. You look totally good and young and high schoolish. Or you're college age.
Pre-college.
Yeah.
It's about a group of guys.
Do you feel sad for yourself that that's the age you're playing, even though you're a full adult?
I could be
almost 30.
Here's the truth. I actually, yeah, it was very, I felt like this was my last chance to play an age before. I don't know. It was a crazy time. I didn't really
How do you stay so young looking?
I don't know. I think I gotta figure that out. I gotta exercise more. I let myself go. But I am like very tender lover, and I mean, like, if anyone is listening and was with me, I would pleasure you to the fullest degree and keep you safe and provide for you, and I'm not weird.
It's funny because I usually say the exact same thing.
You say that?
Yeah, I'll provide for you. I do that too.
Well, girls don't like that anymore, I feel like, right? Can we talk about this? You're a young woman.
I am.
I feel like women aren't into that stuff anymore. Like, if I had a Lambo.
What's a Lambo?
A Lamborghini? I don't know. If I had one of those, I think everybody would be like making fun of me. Although I don't want one. I'm just saying.
No, it sounds like you want one, though.
No, I don't. I just want.
Are you sure?
I don't know. How do you impress women? The days have gone where I could be like, hey, man, I'm make you a star, or I'm make your dreams come true. You know, you guys are very in pro.
Yeah, totally.
Women. You guys. The human race. Everyone should be married equally.
Yeah, you're coming out now and you're supporting gay marriage.
I support gay marriage 100%. And
it's weird because before this, I was on your Facebook and your Wikipedia, and I thought I read something saying that you did not support gay marriage.
No, in fact, that is just a blatantly weird thing that you said that could be really misinterpreted, because someone might think you're not joking, and now I have to really be clear here. I support everyone marrying anything. Everything. We only live once. We should be whoever.
You support it, whereas before you were anti-gay marriage.
I always supported it. I've never not supported it. In fact, one could argue I supported it since day one.
What would you consider day one?
Birth. My birth.
Oh, okay. 28 years ago.
Oh, my God. Those are different times, huh?
Yeah. That seems like a long time ago for someone like me, but...
What year is your age?
The year of my age is 24.
Oh, all right. That's a great age. It's a classic age for me to be dating a 24-year-old. It's like we're peers. You're no longer a younger girl, whereas if you were in ninth grade and I was a senior, although I did as well.
You were in ninth grade and dated a senior, or you...
I was a senior and I dated. It works. You know, as men get older, that's our one thing we have. Because when we were younger, all the girls were dating the older guys, right?
Yeah.
Not all the girls.
So you were a senior in high school and you dated a freshman. I was a freshman and I dated a senior.
She was
and
great.
That guy was a loser, you know, looking back on it.
No, I was not. I was not a loser.
Really?
She was very great. If she's listening now, she's really into drinking Jack Daniels, I think. Now.
Oh.
Bad time for you to drink that water. I have a lot of things to say to her, actually.
Go for it. Let's give her a name.
I should call... Well, I don't want to say her real name. We'll say Cynthia.
Okay. What's her real name, though?
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Yeah, this is too open. Am I being too open?
No.
Nah, there's just this one time I think I was a little afraid of something at the time, and I regret it now, and I've been It was a sexual act that I now wish was fulfilled. And many years later, it's one of my biggest regrets of my life. And I think about it. I think I shouldn't have said this. Well, maybe she'll hear this, but that would be bad.
Something tell is she? She's not in. What does she do now?
I don't know. I really don't know.
This is the freshman you dated when you were in high school.
Yeah, she was great. I mean, we really had great times. I think I messed it up at the end there because I lost my mind. I was going to college.
Yeah.
I went to Bonnaroo. Got a little tripped out, you know. And when I came, when my car broke down there. This actually is a great story, but I don't know if we want to get into it.
No, let's do it.
But, well, I'll do fast. Basically, okay. We took a road trip with the guys.
Oh,
from
God,
here
this
to
story
Tennessee.
Is really long. Okay.
No, I'm going really fast.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Oh, basically, my car exploded out of the bottom when we got there. So on the way home, I had to like, be stuck in this town and, you get it. It's a funny story. They were all townspeople that I was not equipped. When I came back home, I didn't tell her I came back home. I don't know.
Oh, Cynthia. My God, really? You mean you left
I bought her a ring there, though, like a little bear ring. I don't know where it is. Here's a true story. I got her this other ring.
Was the other story not true?
It's all true. Did I say? And she wore it during her softball game. She, like, broke the ring. I don't know what happened, but basically, after we broke up, I went to her house, and I stole the ring back. And I still have it. And it's a reminder of all my mistakes. So, Cynthia, if you're listening, I stole it back. I've never told you this. And I can see how I didn't explain that fully.
Do we have a call from Cynthia? Is that what we have in this?
Cynth. That's not her real name. So this is just a person.
Oh.
Cynth.
Cancel the call.
No, listen, let's get down to business.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's pretend this was like a regular podcast.
Okay.
Like, how's it normally go? They're like, well, I don't know, man. Right, guys?
Yeah, well, normally, I don't know. I don't really know, actually. I don't do this good or often.
You're great.
You're so nice. You're great.
You are. You guys can't see this, but she's blushing.
You weren't even looking at me when
I know,
you said
I couldn't,
that.
I couldn't look at you when I said that. So, you know, growing up in Los Angeles was great.
It seems like it.
I used to dream that I would be like the Woody Allen of Los Angeles. You know, that was like my dream as a child. Because I wanted to make Los Angeles a romanticized place. But everybody hates the Lakers.
No, nobody hates the Lakers. Are you okay with... It seems like you were tortured.
We just had this podcast right when they lost. So, you know, it's just...
What did they lose?
They lost in the playoffs. Look, they're going to come back. Kobe's going to win a sixth championship ring. Tie Michael Jordan. All the haters.
I'm from Chicago. I like Michael Jordan.
Well, I don't dislike Michael Jordan. I'm not a piece of shit.
But
I
you
love Jordan, y'all.
You want Kobe to beat him.
Yeah, Kobe's a man who dared to dream, right? In the same way that I would like, if the Kobe of... I would want to be like... I couldn't think of an equivalent. Or Marlon Brando or something, right? Like, he dared to dream. It doesn't work with acting, but you know what I'm saying.
It does.
He dared to dream. Like, I want to be like
Steve Jobs
Jordan, you
dared
know?
To
and
dream.
Someone's like... No one can be like Jordan, and you know, I think that's probably true, but he dared to dream, and he's the closest we've ever seen, and he's really magical. He's beautiful. I love him.
Wow. So, have you met him?
I've never met him. If I met him, I'd freak out. There's like 10 people I could never meet, I think, or I'd want to meet him maybe later in life once I've been more living my dreams. So I'm not just a weird fan. We'd talk as equals. You know, he'd be like, hey, Armin, I loved your film.
The podcast.
The podcast. Right?
Yeah, that's how I feel about like Britney Spears.
There you go.
You know, it's like I want to be equal with Britney when, you know, maybe she's doing a guest spot on my TV show or.
Yeah. on your MTV show coming up.
Well,
huh?
Yeah.
All right, Esther. Well, MTV's great.
MTV could be very great.
It's so fun, you know, and young and fresh. Let's not.
Let's not. Wait, let's not what? You do a lot of.
Special girl. Let's talk about you for a little.
You do a lot of incomplete sentences.
I know. I feel like. No, I don't. Oh, man. I like blondes, brunettes. All shapes and sizes.
Just so you know, and I want to make this clear from the start, this isn't a podcast where we put a guest on and then the guest tries to find a date, someone to date by the listeners.
Right, right.
So it feels to me like you're really presenting yourself as finding, you know, a blonde or a brunette or a girl of any shape or size.
Red hair, too.
Yeah, okay.
I just think...
You're doing that thing, though, where it seems like you keep going back to wanting to meet someone, but it's like, this isn't a dating show.
True.
This is a...
True, you're right. You're right. I am.
Are you okay?
I was thinking about some listener out there who wanted to live her dreams. Message me. Try it out.
Okay, stop. No, no, no. Stop. No, that's not... Listeners, this is not... we're not, you know... That's not what we do. Are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just kidding around. It's just a character.
I'm sorry, what?
Hey.
No.
Listen to me. I know it's you. Just message me. I'm ready. I'm ready to try it.
Please do not listen to the whispering that you're...
All right. Let's get down to business. Okay. All jokes aside, for real, being an adult is weird. Right?
You're right.
I think one could
say...
Way
to bring it back.
Maybe I'm immature. I gotta fix my life.
What do you mean? Do you live with your family?
No.
Do you live by yourself?
Yes, for the first time. I used to have roommates my whole life.
Wow. Where do you live? What's your home address?
I live near the UCB. I live near the UCB.
The UCB, for people who don't know, what is it? You tell us.
Oh, it's a theater. A comedy performing theater that I perform at. So
you're a legitimate person who performs. So just so people know, this isn't just a stranger we met outside the Scientology Center and pulled in.
Right.
He's a, you know, I think you've done some, you have a show coming out.
No, I've done lots of great stuff. Look me up.
I just
winked, but
at
you
nothing.
Couldn't see.
He just winked at nothing.
Facebook.
No, stop.
Armin Weitzman,
cut
Twitter.
That out.
.com. I don't really have any of that stuff. I mean, I don't really. I should figure that out. But I do have that.
Are you on a dating site? I mean, well, let's just get this out of the way.
No.
Are you on OkCupid?
No, I.
Are you Jewish?
I'm half Jewish, but I'm Jewish at a bar mitzvah.
Really?
I'm Jewish when it's time. And
what half is Jew?
You know, technically my dad, so I technically, you know, under Jewish law.
Same here.
But I am very Jewish. I don't know anything about, except for Christmas is great. I don't know anything about church really, or those little wafers that you eat.
Oh, the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Vanilla wafer things.
The little body.
Have you tried them? I haven't tried them.
I did once. I was disrespectful. I was like just trying to be funny, and I went up and ate it. But I think it was like someone's...
That is the best example of comedy ever.
No.
I was just trying to be funny.
Well, it's just... I'm sure I was trying
to... You ate the body of Christ?
Or whatever. I wanted to
try. What's your mom?
You know, Christian. I don't know. My family's not very religious, you could say. I'd say that it's pretty clear.
But you had a bar mitzvah. See, my dad is a Jew and my mom is a Christian.
Yes.
I did not have a bar mitzvah.
Well, that's insane. You missed out. I mean,
what was
your
theme?
You can hear it now. I did it for the party.
What was your theme? 9/11?
Well, that's going to sound really weird because I didn't really... My theme...
Was it cruise ships?
It was kind of like Armin-themed. I realized... Like, there wasn't really a theme, but there was like...
Was it a Lakers theme?
No, it was really... It was Armin. I mean, there wasn't a theme. There was a museum part, though, was like a recreation of my... this sounds really weird now.
Oh, wow. Oh no, not at all, please.
Of my childhood bedroom? I don't know. Everybody enjoyed it, but I see now that it could be weird, especially being only 13. Like, I was looking to my past then as if I was an adult. Also, then we got in a bus and we went to this movie theater and we watched Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And everybody did not like it. And I was a little embarrassed. But, not everybody didn't like it, but you know, I think that it was, they were young kids.
Was Cynthia, I didn't know.
Well, I think I did know she existed because she went to my elementary school as well.
Wow. So you dated a girl who you knew when she was like 7.
Yeah. But we were really good friends back then.
Yeah.
She knew me, but I didn't know her. You know what I mean? She was great. She's probably the... Ever since then, everything's been downhill.
Really? To me, it seems like you're quite the, like, womanizer.
No. Whoever says that is... Listen, that's, like, not... No. You guys crazy? I'm not. I don't even... looking for love.
Stop. Stop saying...
Have you seen, Mad Men?
No, have you?
Yes. That's the end of that combo. It was great. Check it out. It's a great show.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
On Little Esther.
Well, hello. Now it's just us. This episode is pretty interesting. Armin is very cool and weird, and he's very perfect for us. It's time to talk about donating. And you guys have been pretty good about subscribing, I think. So, you know, if you're subscribed, you're good. If you haven't, you should do so. Write a review that makes you feel happy, but donate, okay? You don't have to if you don't want to. But if you like me and you want to donate to my podcast to help deliver more podcasts to more children and more adults and more animals, then donate and we'll get more out there. And it would make me happy because I hear that other friends of mine's podcasts are getting pretty big donations and mine isn't. And that doesn't make me feel good about myself. So that's on you. That's on every single one of you. So there's that. And then also... Amazon.com. No, don't do that. Do not go to Amazon.com. Go to WeirdAdults.com and then click on Amazon on that page. And then guess what? It's like a mini free way of donating to me because you went through our link and so we get part of that. But you don't pay extra money. I know it's hard to wrap your head around the concept. I'm a Jew, so it's like, whoa, there must be an extra charge there, but there's not, which is so phenomenal. So you just never go to Amazon.com ever. Go to WeirdAdults.com and click on Amazon. And then, also, this is interesting. I just found out Amazon, you can buy music on it digitally. Which I know you're thinking. I knew that already. I know you did. I didn't. It's actually a better way of buying music. It's sometimes cheaper than it is on iTunes, and you still play it on iTunes. It's just a thing you can do to help me and help my friends and help my self-esteem by buying the music through Amazon, through my page. So you can buy your music there. You can buy an electronic device. You can buy an iPhone case or a BlackBerry case or any cell phone case. That's a pretty random... purchase suggestion I'm making, but I'm gonna stick with it confidently. Alright, you guys, so donate. That would just make my heart so happy, and so would Amazon stuff. And writing reviews and subscribing and downloading and just spreading the word at how great we are. I love you. Thank you. Bye.
And we're back.
Okay. That was a good break. We took a break. Armin, are you okay?
Great.
Okay.
Great. How are you?
You're sweating a little.
No. Let me tell you something about old Armin. The sweats. I wish the break was still going. I wish I hadn't said anything. What makes a man?
I don't know. I heard also when I was on your Facebook page that you are, you're anti-abortion. Where does that come from? What kind of, like, how do
this
you...
you've misinterpreted, this is not correct. I am pro-abortion.
You mean you're pro-choice? See, someone who knows what that is, I would say pro-choice, but you said pro-abortion, like, you don't even know.
I thought it was, like, a sillier way of saying it. I think that I don't know. I believe I'm not ready to father a child. Well, you know, this is a very interesting topic, because...
Yeah, especially because...
Well, here's what I'm saying. There's two things I want to say. One is that it's harder to get your driver's license than it is to become a father. You know what I'm saying?
I've heard that.
Yeah, I didn't invent it. But anyway, that's very interesting, you know? Because you just put yourself in there, then you come inside, and then there's the baby. My biggest fear is that I have, like, children that I don't know about.
So you're... But that's weird that your biggest fear is children, yet you also are anti-abortion.
No, I'm pro. I'm saying we gotta get them before they get out. I don't think it's appropriate. You gotta be ready to take on the whole life. Otherwise, it's a woman's choice. Although, the man could help with the choice too, yeah. Because I feel like some of that stuff's crazy, like those, you know, those billionaires, and then the women try and get pregnant to get their money.
Whoa, this sounds like something very coming from someone who's like a really big, like, sports enthusiast. You know, it seems like that's what people,
what?
Like Kobe.
No.
Isn't that a
Kobe
related
loves his
issue?
Daughter. Just, no. His daughters, they're great. Natalia and something, I don't remember their names. May they grow strong and healthy. He has no problems with children unborn or something. I'm serious. But I was just saying, if you think about it, we have this rule where, like, you gotta pay for it, the child, right?
Yeah.
But, like, someone could just do that to me and I have to...
to you.
Like, they're like, I'm having this baby, and I have to be like, uh-oh. And then there's, you know, I don't know, event... I mean, I would... support any child, don't worry, whoever's listening, but I'm just saying,
uh-oh,
I'm scared to, I don't think I'm ready to, I have enough, you know, you gotta fix myself before I can fix a child.
It's weird how you made this all about you when I was just talking about, like, what your political stance was, but you've turned this into, like, about you trying to present yourself to a woman possibly listening.
I just thought there's a little bit, you know, I was feeling bad for men who... It should be, I'm saying we should have pro-choice for benefit of both sexes. Mm-hmm. And for the earth.
How so is that for the earth?
The resources, this is going to come back to haunt me, whatever we're talking about. I'm pro-choice, I love every, whatever. We're going to be laughing about these days, you know, when we were anti-separate drinking fountains and stuff, that's wrong. And I... agreed with that since day one.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You agreed with separate drinking
fountains? It's weird. Okay, here's a weird conundrum, right? I wish I, like, lived in the 60s, you know? I wish that. I think I would have had a better life. But also, there was a lot of problems, right? And a lot of racism and stuff. So therefore, was it a better time? And that's a question for the listeners and for you.
Oh, thank you. Was it a better time? I feel the 50s. I feel the same way about the 50s. That's kind of where I would like to live.
Exactly, right.
But I never think about the racism because I don't see that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But, like, even, you know, Jewish racism or whatever, it's weird. I, like, really... Something I haven't thought that much about it. They had better styles and music. That's about it. And it was cleaner, I feel like.
The
and
world.
The burgers... Like, if I went to McDonald's in the 50s, it was probably, like, tasted good and fresh.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
50s McDonald's?
Or just a burger.
From the 50s or just a burger from today?
Well, both, but from the 50s. Guys, here's what influenced my life. Marty McFly.
Oh, really?
Han Solo. You know, Frodo Baggins. That's it. Those are the three most important people.
Do you like the second Back to the Future or the first better?
I'm one of those people that likes the second.
Me too.
And I know that's like, fuck you, but I'm just honest. I like Empire Strikes Back the best. I like the turmoil. I mean, it's very smart. The second movie is pretty genius.
Yeah, there's a lot of callbacks in it that are pretty good.
It couldn't exist without the first.
That's what people say. That's true.
Very true.
But it doesn't mean that the first necessarily has to be the best. In fact, if you go back to elementary logic, first is the worst, second is the best. And that's sort of, you could always...
What's third?
It could really be whatever you... Well, the third movie, it's terrible. It's not terrible because I'll watch it,
right,
but it's
right.
It's not...
It was a little...
Slow, repetitive.
The idea was right. I think they had a love
story. It starts good.
With Doc.
The love story, I think, ruined it.
I was ready to go for it. Although I love it, but I know everybody hates it. But also, the first one's a masterpiece, and
yeah,
I just cried. I watched it in the theater recently with my friend Ben. If
you
listening.
Saw it at the that was like a year ago, right?
No, it was this year. ArcLight.
What?
They just played it. We went to go see it.
Really?
And I cried a lot when he's like, "Are you okay?" And I like thought I was gonna die alone.
That's, yeah. I cried on the Simpsons ride at Universal Studios.
Why? Why is the Simpsons ride like in 3D?
It's not.
Well, I mean, it is. Like the characters are in...
It's IMAX more than... It's like, it's not 3D.
But you know they're... No, but I mean like their bodies are like 3D. They're like CGI mush men. Like it's on a cartoon. I thought...
Have you been on the Simpsons ride?
Yeah. We're talking about the same ride, right? You know how everything is like, they're mushy.
No, I don't follow at all.
Okay, you've seen The Simpsons, right?
Many a time.
Okay, so you know it's a cartoon.
Right.
The greatest show of all time, Simpsons.
Yeah.
What, seasons 3 through 8?
Probably.
Okay. The ride is like a weird, the characters are like in 3D form. You can't see what I'm doing with my arms right now, but I'm widening them. You know what I'm saying? They're mushed
you
out.
No, I just went. I was at the ride less than a week ago. I went on about 4 times. I don't understand or follow what you're saying.
Are you real?
Yeah, I'm real.
They're mushed. They're like 3D.
On the ride?
Yeah, in the actual ride.
They're mushed. Explain that a little. Do you have like a dip more
they're
of a
like
scientific?
They're like Pixar characters versus like the 2D world of the Fox animated
I didn't
sitcom.
Pick that up at all.
I'm having a hard time understanding how that you didn't pick that up.
I think I'm having an equally hard time here as well.
Well, write in.
I have a question. Write in? We're going to ask people to write in?
Yeah, I think people know what I'm talking about. Also, ironically, The Simpsons ride took over for Back to the Future, the ride, which was my fave.
I was very sad to find out that there was no Back to the Future ride in.
And they got rid of E.T., the ride.
They had one out here in California?
Oh, God, it was the most beautiful. E.T. is very important to me.
The ride is important to me, but I've never seen the movie. Are you okay?
What? What are we talking about? You never seen E.T.?
I have a question for you.
You know it's famous, right?
I know it's famous, but it just wasn't it wasn't in my rotation as a child. My rotation was Back to the Future, Young Frankenstein, Back to the Future Part 2, and Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
We
those
very
were my
similar
yeah.
childhoods, minus the most famous movie, E.T.
Well, that's a little before my time, I think.
Well,
but I know the ride. Like I said, I know the ride extremely well.
In theory, a lot of those movies were before your time.
That's true.
But.
You got me.
Sorry, I just mean. E.T. is very important. Go watch it out there, you young kids. It's a very beautiful story. I think people underrate it because they think it's like E.T. from their childhood, but it's a magical masterpiece film.
I'm just not into aliens, really.
Neither am I. I think you'll see that it's not. Although I did like Close Encounters. and Star Wars, but that doesn't count. That's not alien stuff. I don't know what that is. It is alien stuff.
Did you see the Avengers?
No, missed it.
Missed it.
But how was Iron Man?
I don't want to even talk about the movie The Avengers anymore.
All right. How about The Dark Knight, huh?
The Dark Knight Rises?
Haven't seen it.
It's not out yet.
Heath, man. He went down. Ambien. That is sad. But yeah. Also, he's a cool dude.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You can't, you know. I'm a fan of Ambien. I respect it.
Have you tried it?
Oh, yeah. I would promote it. I would say it's helped me through a lot of my life.
I want to just go on the record now and say we're not promoting Ambien. I don't promote drugs. I don't, you know, so I think.
Yeah.
That's the views expressed by Armin are not the views expressed by Esther.
Little Esther.
Well, I think I asked you earlier to just call me Esther.
Should we talk about the Beatles? I'll just start talking. Let me just state, I love them. More than you think. And I mean it in a real way. They're another underrated band. I know that sounds hilarious. But I mean it. I think people, when they hear that, they think of something that's not true. They're the greatest. Check them out.
Okay, this is a discovery that I recently made that I was very shocked by. And that was that Christopher Lloyd...
Uh-oh.
From, you know, he's Doc Brown.
Yes, Christopher Lloyd, yes.
I recently rewatched Roger Rabbit and had this whole time not know he was Judge Doom.
That is actually bizarre.
It was insane.
How did you not know that?
Just as a child, I just never could ever even imagine. If you think of how different the characters are, there's just no... And it's, in fact, it's kind of ruined things for me to find it out.
You should. You should enhance it, if anything. For example, I'm not going to use that example. I changed my mind.
No, go for it. I want you to hear your first instance here.
Right? John Huston in Chinatown, right? I hope that he's the... I don't want to give away any spoilers, but he plays a... How do I say? A dark character.
Mm-hmm.
But he also was the voice of Gandalf in the Hobbit cartoon when I was a little kid. And when I had that realization, it freaked me out a lot. But now it just enhances it.
Who played Legolas in Lord of the Rings?
Was Orlando Bloom.
Oh, Orlando Bloom, okay.
Orlando, if you're out there, keep up the good work, man.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings is very important.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, the greatest book ever written.
Well, that's, I don't know if I can agree to
that. The greatest book ever written.
I think what you just did was you said the same sentence. It sounded like you were going to correct yourself in the tone that you used, but then you said the exact same sentence.
Right. Well, let's see. The greatest books, huh? Mm-hmm. That's what we're here for, right? Let's see. What, Gatsby? It really influenced my life. We can talk about that trailer, but I don't know.
I wasn't a fan. Brave New World?
It seems like something I would be a fan of. Brave New World, not in the tops for me, but...
1984.
Not in the tops, but those are very related in theme. Soma.
What's the one with Holden Caulfield?
Oh, Catcher in the Rye.
That's that one.
Great. I actually love Franny and Zoe. You should check it out.
Do you read a lot? Here's what I want.
I do not read. Well, I have in my life, but I haven't probably in the past couple of years.
What did you do today? What did you do? What are you doing in your time away from podcasting?
I am writing, and that's what I'm doing right now. With Harris Whittles is my writing partner guy, and we're working hard on an American masterpiece right now that. There's a lot of, I feel like this was that's what I do. I go on adventures. I had a camp in my backyard. I want to maybe start at some sort of camp.
That would be cool.
I care about, you know, friendship and love and life.
Yeah.
I had a Well, I feel like you've got to follow up with a question I can answer. I don't know. I've offered up a lot of the Beatles.
Yeah, I'm sorry I overlooked
that
one.
Do you read any Ayn Rand books?
No, I don't know what that is.
The Fountainhead, Atlas Shrugged, really influenced my life.
I'm more actually curious about the camp that you...
Oh, right. Well, that was called Camp Armin. I can get you guys a t-shirt.
I would love one.
It was... I feel like the problem is that I probably have talked about this. Well, whatever. None of you guys know. But it was a camp about building love and friendship. It was in my backyard. But we've had other Camp Armins with comedians where you talk about your feelings. Mm-hmm. Or you call them friendship councils.
Yeah.
I care very much about brotherhood and friendship.
Are girls allowed at the camp?
There were. You know, that's a good point. There hasn't been a lot of girls in these sort of councils. But that's because maybe girls, you know, group of friends that are girls, maybe they don't want to talk about their feelings. Actually, no one does. I force people to.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, I really still, you know, I believe in that stuff. I want to. My first
friendship?
Movie. Yeah, it was everyone. I was like, we're going to get tattoos like Lord of the Rings. We're going to be brothers. And everyone was like, eh. You're
what
a naive
movie was,
young boy.
What movie was that?
It was a film called School for Scoundrels, starring many, at the time, not famous acts that are now quite famous. In fact, I could be the least successful of the crew. But since it was my first, you could argue that we're all moving along. A young Aziz was there. Jim Parsons was in it. Now he's like won two Emmys. Back then, we had no lines with me. Jim, if you're out there, you did it. Andrew Daly.
I don't know. We have to talk about this. Looks like it's not a huge shocking point.
Was a great time for me. Help
do you
me.
Want to go back to the Beatles?
Always. What can I tell you? What do you need to know? I'm probably a Paul guy. He gets... Because he's alive, he automatically isn't as cool as the
right.
others. But it's unfair because he... I relate to him because he believed in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was the only guy that truly believed... He believed that they were like the Beatles. You know, John was like, oh, fuck, man, I take shits. Like, you know, like, the Beatles are dead to me. You know, I feel like Paul was like a nerd. He cared about the music. He's probably the least cool, right? Because he wasn't like... But he's the most music... He's pure music.
You didn't finish that sentence. You said he was probably the least cool because he was like... And then you switched.
I don't know. I think I just mean because, you know, he's the most musical, you know? He just represents music to me, you know? Well, all those guys are great. I mean, this sounds really dumb. The Beatles are good. But I mean... I feel like, you know, this new era, they don't like Paul as much as John or George girls.
Do you feel like the Jonas Brothers are like a modern day Beatles equivalent?
No. not at all. In fact, I would argue there's no such thing as a band out there should be like Kobe and should try and challenge the Beatles. But that's why I honestly didn't want to be a musician because...
Armin, when I asked you to do my podcast, I feel like I asked you to do it and I didn't ask a Kobe fan or a Kobe... Like, it almost is now starting to feel like you're hired...
No.
...by Kobe to just... It's really...
Well, you know, me and Kobe are not alike in many ways. Let's not talk about Kobe. He's the greatest. What are we talking about? What is everyone thinking right now? What do you want to know out there? I want to tell you. I love that you guys do podcasts. I think this is so nice. That's what I want to say.
Really?
Do you like it?
I love it.
And you just have fun and talk in these mics and it's great. People are great. We're all out here listening to podcasts. Everyone's trying to live their dreams in Hollywood or wherever you're listening to this. Maybe Oklahoma City. Maybe Michigan.
Maybe a different country. What was that? That was weird.
Maybe. We're all just trying to survive. Life is short. Let's just keep on trucking. I'm going to keep on trying. If you guys keep on trying. I was kind of doing a Boogie Nights quote there. I love Paul Thomas Anderson. I'm very excited for his new flick.
You're winking again.
I know. I winked. He's like a modern day legend, right?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he made Magnolia, Boogie Nights, and Punch Drunk Love, and There Will Be Blood.
The only I know Punch Drunk Love, but the other ones I don't know.
These are very important to me, therefore to all of you. But he's like an example of, he's prolonging the history of film and of life.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Larry.
What?
Everyone?
Okay, because I know that it's bothering you, I want to give you an opportunity here to let people know about you.
Oh, yeah.
And if they want to, you know, it just seems to me like you were using this as an opportunity.
It seems like
girls.
That. It seems like that.
And I want to give you your opportunity to do that right now.
Let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about women for a second,
okay.
Right? Let's say you were a young woman.
Okay. I am a thing, you know.
You know, we were on a date.
Okay.
And I was like, after the date, I messed up. This girl should have rejected me. It's fine.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Were you
nothing,
continuing?
Babe. I changed my mind on that one. I've talked about it plenty. Girls are crazy. Boys are fine.
I feel like we were getting to something there, and then you just sort of...
I know, because I realized... I'm just saying... You know, I got you gotta... Not to quote Paul Thomas Anderson, I got a lot of love to give. I just don't know where to put it. And that's a great quote. That I didn't say, but it's about love. And I don't know where to put it. My love. I have a lot. You know, I'm torn between this Jekyll and Hyde thing of like being like a Lil Draper, which was a great show at the UCB called Lil Draper's Date Nights. Based on Don Draper, who in some ways is like one of the great heroes of this world, but in other ways he's a horrible person, people.
Yeah, I'm feeling like what I'm realizing about you this deep into the conversation is that you have a hard time sort of staying on track, and I want to help
you. Oh yeah, I was getting somewhere. I
want to help you.
Oh yeah.
So it seems like we were talking about a young woman.
Oh yeah, she was great, but she's gone now.
No, that wasn't what was that.
You just, guys, don't tell a girl you like her, because then they don't like that. That's what I'm trying to say.
And I don't think that's true.
Don't be nice to girls. Don't like them, because they don't want it. Remember, you are all on this journey. Also, guys, remember this. I'm going to say this. Don't get so excited that a girl likes you. You're allowed to decide whether they're right for you, you know? Guys get very excited. Girls, you guys have the power. You're like...
I disagree.
You can sit there on a date and you're like, he's okay, but I don't like this. And then there's like Facebook and a lot of guys message you in the night, and it's a different world now. Or if I took a girl on a date, if it doesn't mean as much as it used to in the 50s, remember? If you didn't know me, does this look weird? What does this look like? Did I do... Who cares what other people think?
Right.
Kobe doesn't. Is there an arc to this? Let's bring it all back.
Yeah.
Okay, so being an adult is weird because I think I live most of my life in a mindset that is like a child. I think adults are far away. I don't feel like I'm an adult. This show's about adults, right?
Right. Well, it's about being... It's weird adults. So, you know, It's almost.
I gotta get out of here.
It's almost a play because I don't think I'm an adult, and right. I don't think anyone on my show thinks they're an adult, right. But they are. We all are.
Right. Well, yeah, it's rough.
It's hard to deal with.
There's a thing where you're like, your 12-year-old self kicks in, right? When you're kissing a girl or something, part of you is like, I'm a man. She loves this. And part of you is like, oh my God, a girl. I speak for all men
I think that
in
was,
that voice.
That was the most relatable thing that we've ever heard on the Weird Adults podcast.
You know, it's a combination of things. I think you guys out there have a great life now. When I grew up, it wasn't cool to like Star Wars. That's not true. I didn't get bullied or anything. I don't know. I didn't get bullied. Maybe that's my problem. Some people did. People hated high school. Right? There's like real bullies.
Right.
I've seen them in movies. Actually, my first true film role was in Beethoven's Second. I was the sidekick of a bully. And they cut out all my lines. But you can still see me in it. I met the big dog. And that's a little known fact. I haven't really shared that.
Wow. I appreciate your honesty and openness.
But that is true. That's my first. Also, there's a thing I did called Trolls with a Z.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cartoon where I played a troll. Like the trolls with the hair.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking at me weird. And only I played Jasper. The troll that is like the urban troll.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird now looking at it, but I couldn't use my real name because it wasn't SAG. So my name is just says Armin in all capital letters, which was based off of Theodore, who is the guy who did the voice in the Hobbit cartoons. Anyway, I was like, pencils are sharp, y'all. Like that was like my voice for that cartoon.
Yeah.
Jasper, are you running out of time? Oh, thank God. Anyway, check it out. Trolls of the Z. Short-lived show. That was my other first job.
So in Hollywood. So you've been a Hollywood actor for quite some time.
That's like the worst. That sounds horrible because I don't know. You know, I'm not famous, so therefore. But sure, I paid some bills through my work, so. We're trying to live our dreams, you know?
Yeah. I was a model in the American Girl doll catalog as a child.
Oh my God.
I relate to
you. You were holding the dolls or you were one of them?
No, I was not a doll. I was.
No, I mean, but weren't there real pictures of those girls?
Oh, yes, there were.
But you were holding one.
I was like, yeah, I was just a model in the catalog. A child. Guys.
Get ready. I know you can't see her through the screen, but she looks like a doll model.
Thank you. That's not...
I make noise.
We're not kissing. Armin and I did not just kiss. I don't know if that's what
yucky.
He was trying to make sound like.
I don't know what it was. I want to feel like this is a psychedelic show.
You've certainly made it as such.
You know, let's talk about like whatever, man.
Yeah.
Let's just flow. You are against drugs. You don't toke it up sometimes?
No.
You ever drink some champagne?
No.
Oh, you never drink anything?
Mm-mm.
Oh, interesting. This is very interesting. Did you have a lot of things where you felt like at parties in high school it was hard for you to do that?
No, I just saw everyone doing it and was like, oh, I don't want to do that to be different.
Right, right. I have a friend who was sober up until this year, and he was like drinking a lot, and he doesn't look very cool.
What?
So keep it up.
Thank you.
You don't need to let anyone pressure you.
I feel that way, yeah.
You're a great role model for young women out there, because girls get drunk, they get crazy. Be in control.
Yeah.
Don't let a guy hook up with you unless he deserves it. Okay, girls? You got the power. There are guys out there that just want to get in your pants. And I don't...
Whoa.
I don't like them. I don't want them around you or me. I don't have any siblings. I feel like if I did, I would be protective.
Feel like you have only child problems?
There, you know, that's a joke, right? Everyone's like, oh, you're an only child. That explains it.
I sometimes feel that way.
Oh, you are an only child?
Yeah, well, I have a half-sister that did not grow up with
right,
me.
Right, right.
So, basically.
I have a half-brother.
Oh, so you're not an only child?
Well, he also didn't grow up in the same house as me. And I spent most of my life alone, wandering, a lot of Super Mario. He's very important to me. Super Mario is very important to me, like, and I think to a lot of us.
To me, I think Crash Bandicoot is more
that
important
to
me.
That is the craziest. That is, are you guys hearing this? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Like, not even Sonic the Hedgehog, like Crash.
He was important, but Crash.
Crash?
Yeah.
By the way, I enjoyed his, I don't know. I mean, his adventure is not very, he had to get the crystals from Dr. somebody. Oh, I like Crash. I mean, but let's get real. All right?
Yeah, let's.
You know, Mario.
Sure, Mario has more cultural, you know, he's more respected.
But I mean, forgetting that, his journey is like very beautiful. You know, he
why isn't Crash's journey beautiful? Crash had islands to conquer and
well, there wasn't
gold
a really
balls to collect and
yeah, but it was very like he was I don't really know why he was on that journey. Why did it begin for Crash? I really am curious because
why did it begin for Mario?
Well, as story would have it, he was just a plumber trying to live his life and got sucked down. But in general, he's trying to save a princess. I mean, he's got a brother. He ended up in a dinosaur world, had a dinosaur pet. It's a whole city and it's a whole, I mean, you're like, dude, this guy eats mushrooms and gets bigger. It's trippy, dude.
I played Mario on my Game Boy, but never on the big screen.
Super Mario World, Super Nintendo.
Not too.
He also liked to eat, and he was like kind of a chubby guy, and I.
Crash wasn't like a model.
Crash is an animal, as is Sonic, so it's hard for me to relate to them as much. Also, I love Tails. That was a great addition to the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tails was great.
I think I'm more of an animal relator. I related to the animals more than I did
I know.
An Italian
plumber.
Can I
take that back? I love animals. This is ridiculous. I just love Mario. And honestly, I don't know. Everyone had a Luigi phase, you know?
Did everyone?
Where people are like, I love Luigi more. I can't tell if everyone's turned this off. But just know that it gets better. There's a whole end coming up that's really good.
How was you?
I got it ready. I don't. Let's get serious.
Okay.
So, Esther.
Yeah, Armin.
Is your real name Estherina or something? Or it's just Esther.
What's your real name?
Armin.
What's your middle name?
John. I know. Really, like, I have a weird name, and then John's, like, the most famous name. My parents said I could be named AJ, I think, if I didn't like my weird name. But that's really weird if everyone's like, what's up, AJ? Also, I got a friend named AJ. He's great. He fits the name great. His real name's Alexander.
Oh, wow. My middle name is Lauren, so I have a weird name and then a kind of a normal name.
Are we losing it?
What does that mean?
I mean, are we losing the audience?
I don't know.
What? You guys are the professionals.
I'm not really. I just
you
sort
are.
Of fell into this by...
How did you fall into this?
I don't remember.
Oh, all right. Well, coming up next, we're going to discuss a couple more things. For example, do you... No, that's inappropriate.
Uh-oh.
Do you... No. Have you ever... When was your first hand job? Was it interesting story? I'm sure the listeners would like to know.
What about yours?
Whew.
Let's
it was
talk
a
about
hootin'
you.
Nanny. I was definitely nervous, but happy. It's interesting. I feel like I sort of remember my first blow job more. I was a fan. She was... I've never kissed a girl. Let's just start over. I've never done anything. I can't wait to have my first experience. Yeah, I like life. You know, a lot of movies... I've seen a lot of movies in my life, so it influences... I love romance.
Did you see The 5-Year Engagement?
No. I did not. But I was thinking about Dr. Zhivago, which is similar to The 5-Year Engagement, I think, in that they both involve engagements.
Is Dr. Zhivago... That's not the guy who... That's not the euthanasia doctor, is it?
No, it is not. This is a poet in the Russian Revolution who was torn between one woman that was his wife and another that was his mistress.
Okay, that sounds like a great...
It's a great film. David Lean. Whew! He knows how to make an epic. How was The 5-Year Engagement?
It was good. It was good. I think we'll have to save that conversation for next time.
Are we wrapping it up? Okay, let's wrap it up real fast. Live your dreams to the fullest. Don't ever stop believing in yourself. Never kill. Unless it is out of to help your family or someone killed your son. Then kill. I will help you. I will never rat you out if you kill anyone, but I also won't help you. But I just want you to know, like, I don't think I would tell the police on my friends.
Pretty honest.
I wouldn't. I love good food, and I love great life. So everyone out there, oh God, this is little Esther saying...
That's your impression of me? You can go fuck yourself.
No, that wasn't. That was it. No, that was not my impression of you. Here's my impression of you.
You know what?
Hello, world.
You guys, this has been quite the episode. Armin, you've been great.
I'm so sorry.
No, you were great.
It's early.
It's about 3:00 in PM time zone of the California.
This was my first official podcast.
No way.
Let that go on record. In case I die.
We'll have this.
But I'll never die.
Well,
right?
We will at some time.
That's not true.
You guys, thanks for listening. There's so much more to talk about. We'll get at you later. Thank you, Armin. Where do we find you? Facebook, Twitter,
sure,
J-Date?
Yeah, get it all going. Those are no J-Date. See you out there in the skies.
I'll see you on Facebook.
FairLaudio.com is an artist-friendly podcast collective hosted by castmates.fm. Host your own podcast at castmates.fm today. All of our artists reserve the rights to their materials. Your donations directly support our favorite artists, help pay for their show's production, and keep your favorite shows free. Music by The Fancy. We are thefancy.net. Visit fairlaudio.com for other original shows and learn about our community of artists that help make this collective possible. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.